This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I am Beyonce Fox, and I am joined by Dr. Nadeg, who is chief at the Division of Transplant Surgery at Northwestern Medicine. Welcome, Dr. Nadeg.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. Today, we're going to talk about kidney transplants. This is interesting. Actually, a quite alarming stat. More than 80% of the people waiting for a transplant in the U.S. are waiting for a kidney. What types of conditions could lead someone to need a kidney transplant?
So we do both adult and pediatric transplants at Northwestern, mm-hmm. in combination with Lurie Children's, of course. So it's different for what age group. So typically for children, they are born with issues of their kidney, either congenital issues or autoimmune diseases that affect their kidneys, and that requires them to have a kidney transplant. For adults, the most common reasons are the things that a lot of people have: diabetes and high blood pressure. So the diabetes and hypertension are really our most common reasons, and you can imagine how many people have that.
Yeah.
But when left uncontrolled, can lead to kidney failure and needing kidney transplant.
Finding out that you need a kidney transplant can be quite overwhelming. What can someone expect when they start that journey with Northwestern Medicine?
Well, I always say, if you want your cabinets built in your house, you don't want the refrigerator repairman doing it. You want the mm-hmm. cabinet maker doing it. We make a lot of cabinets at Northwestern. We do close to 400 kidney transplants a year.
Wow.
You know, we're doing kidney transplants basically on average every day. And so we are able to take complex cases. We're able to take cases of patients who have been turned down elsewhere. And our goal is to be a destination for innovation. And so we have a lot of innovative out-of-the-box techniques to get people that potentially can't be transplanted other places to be transplanted here in Chicago.
This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, joined by Dr. Nadeg, Chief, Division of Transplant Surgery at Northwestern Medicine. Talking about kidney transplants, Dr. Nadeg, can you explain more about organ donation and share about the benefits of living organ donation?
The best part of my job is dependent on man's humanity to man. You know, I come to work every day and I have a job because people are good to each other. Often people they don't know because they are willing to donate their organs either in life or in passing. For deceased donation, it's really closure for the family. A tragedy has happened. Someone has passed away, yet it allows that person to be immortal in somebody else and lets their legacy live on, and it really brings closure to that family. Living donation is also a phenomenal way to save somebody's life and maybe help a loved one, but even there's opportunities to donate a kidney for those that, you know, one does not even know with our paired donation or altruistic donation. And so with living donation, these are the gold standard kidneys, and people that are suffering on dialysis or off dialysis right away. And not only do we increase their longevity, but we also improve their quality of life as well.
Absolutely. And what are the requirements to be a living organ donor? And how can someone who's interested learn more about becoming a donor?
Go on our website and look at Northwestern Medicine Living Donation, and there's information on that. And we have to be healthy, frankly, just that's the general thing. We have to be able to predict in the future that they're not going to run into any trouble for donating an organ. And so really starting off with in good health is the most important thing. I try not to put too many parameters around it. I don't want people to try to triage themselves on whether they should be a donor or not. For example, if somebody has a little bit of high blood pressure and they're controlled on one medication, they still can be a donor, for example. So just generally speaking, one should be healthy. Too old is not typically a requirement, but you know, as it works out, the natural history of us getting older doesn't mean that we get healthier necessarily.
Right.
So one just has to be healthy. Now, the minimum age is 18. Other than that, just in good health.
Okay. Wow, this is a lot of great information. Dr. Nadeg, is there anything else that you would like the listening audience to know about as it relates to kidney transplants?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, the most important thing I can impart on people is that we have a huge disparity amongst people that need a transplant mm-hmm. and those that are willing to donate. And there are people dying every 10 minutes, someone's dying on the wait list waiting for an organ. And one donor can save up to 8 lives. So if you think about that, if each one of us signs up a card to either donate in passing, or if we're willing to donate a kidney, you know, now, we can really make a huge impact, not just on our community, but globally as well.
Awesome. This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I am Beyonce Fox. And again, we thank you so much, Dr. Nadeg, for that great information. And we appreciate all that you do over at the Division of Transplant Surgery at Northwestern Medicine, where you are the chief and in charge. Thank you for all of that.
All right. Thank you.